Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
And with that summer tune, the first heat wave of the season, it is here, coming for Gauteng, the Northwest, the Free State, Limpopo, and parts of Mpumalanga. Pretoria and Rustenburg today up to 34, Joburg and Mbombela 32, and eMalahleni and Polokwane a high of 30 degrees.
Tertia van Wyk, thank you very much for your message. She says, motorists need to avoid the N17 West between Carnival City and Gosforth Tollgate at all costs. Currently, she says, is about a 45-minute delay. That is due to a pedestrian collision there.
Six children from my high school in KwaZulu-Natal died this morning when a bus crashed with a truck on the N2 in the Mandini area of KZN. Emergency services say 8 people died in the crash. Authorities have informed management of the high school of the tragedy. And excitement is building in anticipation of today's Nobel Peace Prize announcement that is expected in Oslo at about lunchtime. The 286 nominees include UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres and Elon Musk. Musk has been nominated for his support for free speech and global connectivity through Starlink. I'm Khadija D'Souza, More News at 8.
We start off with some rugby news. A big test awaits the South African Vodacom Super Rugby franchises as they all play abroad for the first time this season. A round of victories could boost their confidence and their place on the table, of course. Benetton host the Hollywood Bets Sharks in Italy for the first of 3 matches tomorrow. That's going to take place. And then Edinburgh take on the Stormers in Scotland, with the Ospreys facing the Bulls in Wales. And then on Sunday, there's a bit of rugby as well, with Emirates Lions taking on the Dragons. Bafana Bafana head coach Hugo Brewer says that they must be fully focused on their AFCON qualifier against Congo Brazzaville. Despite the chaos surrounding their opponents, a Congolese team are only expected to arrive today in Kabega after the military forces reportedly forcibly removed the Federation staff from their offices, which of course resulted in an administrative nightmare. A 94th-minute winner by Vangelis Pavlidis gave Greece a 2-1 victory yesterday over England in the Nations League, which was overshadowed by the death of a Greek soccer player, George Baldock, on the eve of the game. And Italy were held to a draw by Belgium, and Argentina were also held to a 1-1 draw in South America by Venezuela on Lionel Messi's return. And Brazil, well, they got their 2026 World Cup qualifying campaign back on track with the last gasp 2-1 victory over Chile. In terms of live cricket action on the go at the moment, England and Pakistan are doing their thing. It is the final day, and it's the first session with Pakistan up against the ropes on 176 for 6. That means they trail England by 91 runs. You'll remember yesterday, England amassed a massive total of 823 for 7, and they managed to declare there with Harry Brook getting a triple century. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
This is an amazing radio station. I just love you guys to bits.
We're the station.
This will always be my favorite music station.
That sounds like you.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever, looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh, they say you know it when you know it, and I know. Oh, promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go.